I've talked about this before many times. I have had a, after my divorce, I did not, frankly, agree with the annulment procedures in the Catholic Church. I had to say that my first husband and I were never married, and basically it's what they do in the Catholic Church. I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong, and so I never got my first marriage annulled. So I have not taken communion for a long, long time. I entered the Catholic Church as an adult, and when I did, I talked to the bishop in Kansas City, and we had a very, very candid talk about my views on a number of issues. I was in elective office at the time, and that bishop told me, you know, Claire, I think we should take all comers. I'm going to pray for you on these positions, but I think it's between you and God, and I think we should always welcome people into our faith. I have never had anyone express a different view to me than that bishop did when I joined the Catholic Church. I pray about it. I hope the bishop prays for me. But I'm not looking for a confrontation on this issue. I'm going to try to vote my conscience, which is what I've said. I do not think that we should change the law on federal money being used for abortions, but I think the Stupak Amendment goes way past that. And I pray that the Catholic bishops will focus on the millions of people who are ill and hurting that need our help. That was a very clear message from the gospel. Jesus spent more time talking about the poor and the sick than many of the issues that the bishops seem to focus on these days, and I pray that they will focus on those issues as we move forward in this debate.